Yo.
Hey. Hey. Don't try to play me out.
What?
Don't try
to play me out.
He said, yo, yo.
Man.
Huh.
I can't believe I'm sitting here with you. This is, man, this man, is, we're going to have a great show today. Man. I'm trying to keep my composure, you know.
Me too. That's why I'm trying to stop smiling.
Look, because we are here with one of the greats. You hear me? She started it all. You already know who I'm talking about. Yo, yo.
The West Coast Diva. How are you, sweetie?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, God. I'm recovering.
We are, look, we had it's been a long weekend.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long, long weekend.
Yes, it has.
How did you come up with the hook for that song? Because, I mean, I know your name is Yo-Yo, but I'm just saying, like, it's the everything, the metaphor. It was, like,
actually,
amazing.
It was Ice Cube and Sir Jinx that
okay.
came up. You can't play with my Yo-Yo.
Okay, okay.
And Jinx did the Don't Try to Play Me Out, which is a sample from Queen Latifah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
People always think it's me, but it's a sample from the Queen.
That's big.
Yeah, 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 but loved it. From the time we wrote the song, Cube came in with the concept mm-hmm. of the song, and mm-hmm. we sat in his mom's house and wrote to it, and when he came with the hook, you can't play with hype.
I know, it's like,
yeah,
so
yeah,
hard. Like, he meant it. Like
he came in like, I got the hook.
Yeah.
You know, when you're an artist and you're trying to work on material, you're like, I got the hook. I'm like, well, what's the hook? You can't play with my yo-yo.
It was,
oh, I was like, what? You're trying to play me out. I love it, you know?
It was amazing. Yeah, like, that's like one of my favorite songs ever. Like,
yeah, it's a classic. Thanks.
Now, how didn't you let Ice Cube play with your yo-yo? Because I wouldn't have been able to leave the house. I'd have been like, you can play with my yo-yo.
Just we were young. Young and working, and you know, we really had a brother and sister relationship from the beginning.
Because that's what it seemed like on the video. It seemed like he was your big brother, like, don't play with my yo-yo.
And like, the same way he is, he's a mentor too. He loves to give instructions, tell you what to do. So it was always about business. He was so happy to, you know, get away from NWA and start his own business. And because he was doing so much of the business stuff before, but not handling the business, it made him more want to be, you know, not mess with the cash register.
Really?
You know, if you're going to bring in the cash, I can't screw it.
That's what's up. So we just celebrated Yo-Yo's birthday. I went to her party. It was off the chisney.
From the moment I walked in.
From the moment you walked in.
I don't even sit down, right?
It was full. It was full for like an hour and a half before you got there. Like,
wow.
I was like, where Yo-Yo at? She was like, I said, she making an entrance. Leo shit.
So, right, that part. But wait, you know what happened? I rode in with a couple of people, and then I had to transition. I had to leave them and get them to the thing, and I had to, you know, wait on the people I was rolling with. Like, come on, I'm ready to walk in, you know, because I wanted to walk in with my best friend and, you know, make a Leo entrance. Okay, I'll admit it.
The grand entrance. The grand diva.
With the lights.
And the red dress.
How about the red dress?
And the red dress and slaying with the blonde hair to the side. I was like, okay, bitch.
Did you see the slap? I was whipping this.
You were.
I never had it this long before.
Oh, no, it's pretty. It's pretty.
She
was doing a big.
Yeah, and it was great. A lot of people showed up. Shout out to Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray came through. Tori Hart came through. We had Kim Whitley showed up.
Yeah, I saw her.
Oh, God. We had so many people. I mean, so many people, I don't even know their names. And they're famous, but, you know.
My CJ Mack was there. It's my homie.
CJ Mack was there. You're right. Yeah. What's the guy name who used to play for the Lakers? He was there.
That's how I know.
I seen Danny Dane was in
there. Dane was there. King T was there. Scotty D was in the house. It was so many people who came through. KD from Fridays was there.
It was a lot of diamonds in the house. I ain't seen niggas that had that much money in a long time. I knew I wasn't where I was supposed to be. I said, oh, these are the niggas. Okay. How y'all doing?
We had a good time. I was happy so many people showed up, you know?
It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so what did you do?
This week, yesterday I had a show.
Besides the party.
Well, I had a show yesterday. I did good.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the Comedy Union.
Okay.
And I mean, I really killed.
You should have called me. That's right around the corner from my house.
I know, because I killed. And then the bitch, I think, well, I'm not going to say she a bitch, but she was like, you curse too much. I had a Disney exec in the audience. I sent you an email telling you that, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, bitch, I'm not a Disney bitch.
And I don't change my I don't change my comedy because somebody is showing up.
It made me mad though, because I was like, everybody, Teddy was there. Teddy was like, you killed that shit, Kamara.
I can't wait to see you.
As soon as I got off stage, she was like, you curse too much. You don't need it. You don't need it. Come here. Let me talk to you. You don't need it. You don't need it. And I was like, okay, I get it.
Now, who's this person?
She was telling me, right? It was just at that moment I was on a high, and then for you to bring it down like that.
Right.
Like,
but you killed the audience like that, right?
Oh, yeah. But she just said I curse too much.
We got to shout out our girl, Precious.
Yes, she's my boo.
She's on vacay.
She went to her class reunion. She with her family and everything.
What city?
Texas.
Oh, okay.
Dallas.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I love Dallas.
I don't know her high school, though, but she's in Texas.
Oak Cliff. Ain't that the city?
Oh, yeah. Oak Cliff. Wow. Yeah, that's what she banged. Yeah, you're right. Oak Cliff.
Shout out to our girl, Precious. We miss you. She'll be back next Monday.
We do, and then she's going to be putting me to work. I don't miss her. Stay on vacation, bitch. She worked the shit out of you.
I love it. I love it. Both of you guys do comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I have to see your show.
You saw Precious before?
I have not seen Precious either.
Yeah, we're gonna.
They are the new generation of funny. That's how I categorize them, because they are hilarious.
Yeah. Now, you have stuff on YouTube or internet?
I just put up some recent. I just put up some new stuff.
Okay, so. And I can find you if I go to.
Just Kamara White.
Okay.
All right. I'm simple.
I'm a Google.
Good. Thank you, boo.
You know, it just seemed funny to say that. Sorry.
I know it does, because you yo-yo, like, and I appreciate it.
You can call me bitch anytime.
Shit. All right. Well, you need a ride, bitch. Look.
It's like, you know, bitch is the comedy word funny. You know, you use it at the end of anything, any sentence. Mm-hmm. It's just funny because you don't really take it serious. You know, like, look at her, bitch. Makes you laugh, right?
Oh, shit.
All right.
Kamara, do you think you could do a clean show if you wanted
to? This is the most successful clean show I did was in church. And I was so proud of myself after I got through it, I almost cussed at the end. Just, I was like, let me get the hell out. Oh, my bad.
Right, that's the funny part. When you can't stop cursing. And it's a part of your language.
And it's funny because, you know, you talk to me every day, Poe. I don't have a potty mouth. Mm-hmm. I don't. Like, when I talk, but something about when I get on the stage... More cursing.
It comes through.
I think it's a nervousness.
Do you watch yourself?
I do watch myself, but it's hard.
You know, when I first started, I could not watch myself.
It's hard watching yourself, especially.
For a long time.
I'm not kneed and pigeon-toed.
Yeah.
No, sometimes I'll be standing up there like, bitch, get it's your the- life. It's look at how you. Looking dumb as hell. Get your.
That's how you feel.
Yeah, like, you move know, you your knee, yourself. Bitch. Move your knee. Like, oh my God.
That's how it is. I couldn't watch myself for a long time because I judged myself so hard. But then I realized that it's the best form of critique that you can do for yourself. So,
what I love about you, Yo-Yo, is that you will get down anywhere, anytime, and just dominate the stage.
Fearless. That's that fearless.
That's that
still dropping it like
that Leo.
High.
No, I know.
Somebody said, and you was all the way down on the ground. You was. I said, I was. I went down. I said, I didn't go low that day. They say, yeah,
girl.
You went low. I do it so much, I don't even know. I don't even know I'm doing it. Yeah, and you know, performing's always been fun, I think, for me. My scariest parts of performing is... when I am performing in the audience where I think I need to clean up myself, and then that's when people think I'm supposed to go harder. They're like, man,
I understand that. Like, sometimes when it's a lot of white people or I feel like I'm being judged too hard, I feel like I shouldn't say nigga or this and that. But then I'm like, they hung people. Like, at the end of the day, like, I hate when they say be clean. The white people don't like it. White people are the most treacherous motherfuckers ever.
Right.
Like, you don't want us to cuss? Really? Like, okay, whatever. Send me back to Africa then. Just fuck, because I really want to go back. Like, they make it seem like it's all fucked up, but they stay vacationing over there.
Right. They've made our land their own.
I want a vacation over there too. Shit. But I'm telling you, like, it's crazy. But yeah, it's you just got to be you, because I feel like all the great comedians were not clean like that. Richard Pryor was one of the dirtiest comedians. Like,
I loved him.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
It's a classic.
It's real.
Yeah.
So,
and there's something for everybody. You know what I mean? There's clean, there's, you know.
But I'm a firm believer. I think with me, and I think, I don't know if you might could relate to this, I feel like that people relate to you when they feel like they could be your friend. Like, right. I've listened to your songs all this time, and look, now we're sitting here. I could be your, like, right. I feel like we could be friends. And like, you, in my, you know what I'm saying? It's true.
And you know what I've learned throughout the whole get up is finding that happy medium. I found that because I always wanted to be successful, I always tried to, like, create the right songs, come out with the right person, introduce myself to the right crowd. When Lauryn Hill came out, mm-hmm. it made me feel like, damn, that's exactly what I was trying to do. Yeah. I was trying to say it where it wasn't so offensive, mm-hmm. where it wasn't, but I could still be myself, mm-hmm. tell a story without preaching a story, elevate myself without losing my where I come from.
But you told it to us, the girls, and you told our story.
Finding a happy medium, I felt like that's when you reach success. You know what I mean? P, like, you know, finding that high and that low and then merging it.
Yeah.
It's at anything, and dance, you know, because some people just want to, you know, just want to crunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But other people take that crunk and add that jazz, ballet, hip hop in it and do some, a little bit more classes.
I get it. I mean,
be you.
Yeah.
I like to go see somebody who, you know, raw talent.
But I know what you're saying. Still have to be versatile. Like, you still.
I like raw talent. And that's
she
the best
is raw
talent. Yeah, and that's. Really that, and see, and that's,
she's
that's
naturally,
where you're supposed to be.
Naturally talented.
Yeah, you're where you're supposed to be. Because they need you right there. If you came too polished, people don't want, you know, it's like, can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
We don't really know her, but I don't think she's going to change. You're at the place now, you know, at a bubbling star. You know, your own radio. You know what I mean? You at the place where, shoot, I'm right.
This okay, is I can't take too many compliments. Look, I'll be all. Is it? Oh, I was going to ask, was it hard to take compliments in the beginning, or you love them?
No.
She's a Leo. I think Leo's.
What, no, you know what? It wasn't. I used to give it away because I had so much power. I felt like I was so already extra out. I would dumb it down.
Okay.
Dumb it down and give it to somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, not.
Because it gets overwhelming sometimes. Like, you know, when you get off stage, you're like, you're so funny. You want to take a picture with me? I'm like, you want to take a picture with me?
I love it.
I'm like, me? Like, that's crazy. That's, I know, cute. Niggas I dated didn't want to take pictures with me. Just. This is, I'm about to cry. It's just.
You want to take a picture? Come on. It's humbling.
It is.
It's very humbling.
It is. It's extremely humbling. So, and it's stress. It's like a, I say therapy too, because when you're in a unit, like your family or, you know, whatever it is, when you guys are debating or you going arguing or you feel like you're right, people always want to, you know, you have your, they go against you or whatever. But when I go on the stage and I'm telling my story and people are laughing and they're relating, I'm like, see, I knew I wasn't fucking crazy.
Right.
Or
right.
I knew I wasn't wrong.
Now, how'd you know you were funny?
Everybody just told me, like, everything, and then everything's a joke. I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, like, manager come in, I'm late for work, he want to see me. I'm like, you ain't got to see me, I'll leave. We ain't got to meet about this. You're right, I don't want to fucking be here. Let me get my shit so you can find somebody to do this shit.
And when did you take it serious?
When I turned 30, because I was like, you know, every woman, I kind of like, when I turned 30, I was like, bitch, you ain't doing shit. You don't want to be a nothing ass bitch because right. you don't come from that. So.
Right. And you went where? What'd you do? What was the first steps you took?
I went to an open mic.
Oh, okay.
I went to an open mic, and it was in, it was at Flappers in Burbank. And it was right around September, and they were talking about September 11th. Because, you know, white people are really fucked up. Like, they was just talking about September 11th, right? So I wanted to lighten the room up, and I was like, well, I don't feel bad for the people in Tower 2. Because I feel like, what was you doing when Tower 1 got hit? Why did you die? You was standing there looking at the other building burn? You was going to stay at work, nigga? Like, what the fuck? So,
did people laugh?
Yeah. Because I'm like, that's a looky loos.
One of them kind of laughs where it creeps through your lips.
Man.
Because you don't really want to.
Probably drinking their coffee like, that's a damn shame. How they going to get out of there? How you going to get out of there? Because there's another plane coming. You should have left. Like, I would have left. And then, you know me, post shit at Starbucks closed. I'm like, oh, it ain't time for me to go to work. I can't go.
When the Northridge earthquake happened, the building that I was working in, half the side of the building was off. You can see the outside from the stairwell. Wow. And I'm like, we still got to work?
That's that white
shit. Is this building safe?
They're like, yeah.
Half the side of the building was off.
Did you guys stay?
we had to work.
I know they will make you go to work. They will make. I said, oh hell, I'm going on disability. This is no.
Oh yeah.
No, they will make you work.
Now, after
everything.
A while, they moved the office, but like shortly after, we had to come to work, and half the stairwell was
gone.
Man. But right. Today, it's funny because I was going to have this little thing called the shit you see on Crenshaw, what you hear on Crenshaw, but I was at the 7-Eleven. There was this girl boy in there. And I know I'm going to get hit on. But anyway, she was in there giving the cashier a hard time or whatever. I wasn't even paying attention to her. So I'm walking out, headed back to the studio. She walks out, and I heard her say, "And bitch, don't follow me either." So I'm just walking. I don't even look at her. She go, "Yeah," and I'm talking to you. And I looked up. She's talking to me.
Oh, my God. You was finna get banged on?
She got banged on.
Oh, my God.
I got banged on. I said, "Let me hurry up. Open this gate." Nah, but she...
I was just about
me.
To go to the store with you. You look at God. Because, see, I would have turned, you know.
No, this is earlier this morning.
Oh,
I had
okay.
just came from hiking. I was going in to give me some coffee. And I didn't even establish any kind of eye contact with this girl. And but when I was halfway to the studio, she go, "And bitch, don't follow. Bitch, I'm going the opposite direction. What are you talking about?" And then I looked, she go, "Yeah," and I'm talking to you. And I looked at her and just kept walking. I said, "Now if she follows me, then we're going to have a problem."
No, she probably thought you was a hero or something. Because, you know, like maybe she thought you was going to save her. She stole something. Or you
Is that her pickup line? That's what I was wondering. Is that a pickup line? I don't know. How do they pick up chicks?
That's a new rap song.
They be like, "What's up?" They just pick you up. I done had a gang of them. Some of them lick their tongue out at you and shit. Like, look.
Yeah, she would have followed me. She got trapped right in the parking lot. She was able to get out.
This is how you know the shit is getting crazy. It's a man shortage. It's so many bitches pretending to be men for bitches that need men. This shit is ridiculous. Like, I think if you're a lesbian, why wouldn't you love a woman? Why you want a woman that look like a man? But I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying.
Brother Cam was talking about that, which is very interesting. You know, rapper Cam? Mm-hmm. Cam was talking about that on his Instagram page. And he said he called it he said it's a mental... He believes, I don't know where he's getting his proof from, that it's a mental illness.
I think so too.
I don't know that it's a mental illness.
Man, some of them girls be walking around with them dicks on them still while they ain't doing it to nobody. It's not like I'm just saying, like, they gotta pull it out and pee with it or something. Like, why are you walking around with a strap on? That cannot be comfortable. What are you doing?
You never know when she might come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, you want to stay ready? Like, well, keep it in your car. It's an inanimate object, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, I think it is something. I don't know. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
We have a specialist.
There was one day that I was walking down Crenshaw, and I heard there was these two girls walking down holding hands or whatever. And they walked by this older gentleman, and he said, "Man, all this coochie bumping got to stop." Like,
niggas do get mad.
He said it right, like,
no,
as they passed.
They get mad.
And they turned around and was like, "Fuck you."
Men get mad at toys. Some men don't like toys. Some men get intimidated. So,
and speaking of toys, we have a special guest entrepreneur and sexologist.
Yes.
And I think she's a dancer. She did show us of her turning up on her birthday. So.
May 2/51. Looking forward.
You might have rap in your blood. The way she says everything, one, looking for it. Hey. You got a rhythm with it.
Yeah. You got
So coming up, we're going to talk about a little bit what's going on in industry news. And then we have a special guest coming up. Pink Royalty is in the building. And we'll
be
back after this.
Hey, welcome back to the G-Spot. I am Kamira White.
I'm the West Coast Diva. Tell them follow the leader. Catch me on a billboard moving like a heat seeker. It's yo.
See that shit? Okay, say that shit. And our special guest.
Yes. Look, I can't even.
All pretty and pink.
Right.
Look, wait a minute. I'm pink royalty over here too. Leo. Hey, just to
Leo. Leo and fire energy right now.
Yes, in the building.
Well, welcome.
Thank you for having me, you guys. Oh, my God. Thank you.
All right. So tell us about pink.
Yes.
Hi. Look,
I'm nervous. Bitch, you are not. Hi. No, that is not. Come with it.
You guys, pink. Wow. Where you want me to start?
So pink is your name.
No, my name is Cheyenne.
Okay.
Pink is my favorite color.
Okay.
I started Pink Royalty a year ago. I was in the dance field. I wanted to do something different. Sex sales.
Okay.
Why not?
Hip hop, dance, jazz, ballet, what? Exotic?
Look, twerk exotic.
Exotic. Okay. I saw you on Instagram with your titties out.
Yeah. Popping. And I love toys myself. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me just try it out, you know, before I incorporate
and toys, you mean, and toys, and you toys. Mean like, not trucks, Tucker trucks, you mean.
Oh, yeah.
You mean?
Sex toys, the rabbits, the Mr. Blacks, everything have a name.
Okay. And so let me just put this out there. If there's anybody under the age of 18 listening right now, we've gone full adult. So there's your disclaimer.
They ain't going to hang up.
He said they ain't going to hang up.
So it's crazy because, like I said, I came up with Pink Royalty. Pink is my favorite color. And I only have one son. His name is Royal. So I said Royalty. Oh, Pink Royalty. Oh, man, sex sales, pink.
Okay. Right.
I love pink. Everything is pink. Everything. And it just took off. And I just started promoting myself, just giving out business cards, giving out free things, just seeing your grandmama and saying hi. You know, a business card, passing on.
And you're selling sex toys.
And I sell sex toys.
Sex toys. Now, how is it intimidating to walk up to somebody to tell them that? How do you get them to, you know, show their sex? People don't normally show their sexy side.
No.
Some people ain't never touched themselves.
No, and some people don't feel incompetent, you know, confidence with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So with me being a Leo, you know, I know how to charm. That's who we are. We're very charmers.
You are.
So I go to them, and the first thing I say, depending on the situation, depending on who I'm going to, say a young lady, I compliment something on her body, her shoes, her breasts, her purse, her lips, her hair. You
she
know,
said her shoes, her shirt, her breasts.
You know, something to get
to
her.
Pop the conversation.
Because once you
got nice boobs, your titties look good.
Oh, you know what? That's
thank you, girl. Well, it's a new bra. It's a new one. Cause.
Yes. So once you compliment off top, you know, they get that, hey, you know, and you'll be like, by the way, I know you like to party, right? And they'd be like, well, what kind of party? And I'm like, I'm a party planner. I start off with a party planner. And they're like, oh, okay, what? And then I pull out my card. In the process of me pulling out my card, I make sure that it's turned a certain way.
So the dick showing. No.
I wish I could have put dicks on the card. So basically, this is the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just says Pink Royalty.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure that I turn it over and it says sex toys. So, and then I have the sex toys, like sex toys. Mm-hmm. And they be like, girl. She said, girl.
Who are the majority of your clients?
Older women.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Older women.
And do you believe that sex toys enhances the fun in the bedroom? Or do you think it's just for one?
I think it's all around. Pleasure yourself, do it in the bedroom. What I have learned being in the sex field for so long, a year, I feel like it's for a long time, but it's only a year, I say for so long.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, Pink, you spiced up my life.
Wow.
Like, well, you know, like, how did I spice up your life? You know,
that thing you had me clamped to my coochie, my clit.
Yeah.
Yes,
that you, changed shit around the house. Like,
yes. I ain't been saying it yet. Yes. My clit, that little. That
we've been
little
getting
finger.
Along. Just.
Like, oh my God, Pink, that little finger vibrator you gave me. And I'm like, wow, like, thank you. And they like, you know, and everybody come like, oh, girl, Susie, and, you know,
oh,
Susie
my
referral.
Goodness.
And I'll be like, oh my God, we want what she got. And,
right.
and it's
really simple. It's really simple. I like to masturbate just myself. So having toys and doing all that other stuff.
Masturbation is like a drug. You can be locked in a room.
I was just about to say, I'm so glad.
4 hours. Have your, the kids, can't nobody come in. It's like you're in there
doing drugs. I'm glad she said that because it got addicted for me. I was like, I said, I'm turning into like the Exorcist or something. This is a bullshit. Like, I had to leave it alone to throw that motherfucker away. Like, I'm. Yes. What am I going to do? Lock can't nobody doors. Compete with this
lock,
shit.
Lock in the room. You got to lock the door.
You just kick back to it because it make you just kick
it off. Yeah. You mad motherfuckers knocking on the door. What? Shit. I'm here doing
come this. Back. My favorite one.
Get I'm in the tub. Tub. They never get no peace. Shit.
Just. She said her favorite one is
I'm in the tub.
Oh,
well,
my
mama,
God.
Well, mama, how long? If you don't boy, get wet, man. Girl.
That's why I pay for the water. I love shit.
It. But, you I know, it. I love it. You know, some people find pleasure with the shower hose. You know. So
I had a relationship with my shower too. I had to break up with that bitch too. I was late for shows. I was trying to wash and it just was like zoom.
Say that and I tried it. It don't work.
No, you gotta turn the water down a little bit. Like it can't be real hard. The pressure can't be real hard.
Okay. Yes.
And then you put on the girl, you be like,
and then make sure the water is like lukewarm.
I had a hard day.
Yes.
She said make sure the water lukewarm.
Yes.
Yes.
You will be in there like
just having convulsions.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Funny part is I'm gonna try it. I'm just joking.
No, I'm telling you.
No, you have to try it. Right. I just feel like you ladies, we only live once.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So why not just have fun? It's safe. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I use all my product. It's some products that I don't care for personally, mm-hmm. but I have other women that love them. Mm. So I
like
make sure.
What?
I really don't care for the strap-on.
Yeah, I wouldn't care for that too much.
I don't really care for the strap-on. So in the process of that, I don't want someone to put that on them and then bang me.
Yeah.
You know, I could just bang myself. So I really don't.
That how do you hilarious. Bang yourself?
Oh, I got to get to the chair. I got the, you know, I got the.
You got the thing bed. That stick on the wall. You lick it and stick.
Yeah. You know, so I don't like that. But I don't have a problem with that.
I'm more of an outie when it comes to sex toys. I'm not an any.
What does that mean?
Like, I like the stuff on the outside to play with. Not the, I don't really be in the house like.
Right. Yeah, because how important is it? Well, I'm sure to clean your shit after you use it. I mean.
Yes, you know
some sanitary issues.
But you know what? You have to. Whatever you use, you have to stay clean. It's whatever your bed.
What's the best thing to clean it with?
Regular
soap and water.
Can't you just put that shit in the dishwasher or something? Or the fucking.
No, you cannot. Regular just soap and water, and then you just damp it and let it dry. Now, since you are a outer,
mm-hmm.
this is a tongue vibrator. I want you to look at it. It's shaped as a tongue. It has two handles.
Jelly too.
Yes, it's jelly. It has two handles so you can hold it. And then you just push this little black button and then you put it where you want. And it's a vibrator.
Oh, Lord.
So that's
why I want to be in a relationship with this. It's just,
right. You start looking.
Nigga be like, I ain't coming over. You be like, it's cool. It's all good today. Just damn.
Yes. And I love my vibrating panties.
I saw that. Now, how does that work?
Okay. The vibrating panties, you have your panties, and then you have the little vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a little hole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, you guys.
You mean I can be feeling something right now?
Yeah.
How do I turn it on? Is it like a?
It's a button.
I gotta take my hand in my.
Yeah.
I gotta stick your hand in there and turn it on.
Because you're gonna
tie them. You gotta stick your back in there and turn
girl,
it on.
He's gonna be a freak bitch at the office.
Her hand in her
pants. Yeah, like what you doing, Marlene? Nothing, girl. It's cold in here. Bitch, it ain't cold in here. What did you do?
Rock it.
It is so crazy, you guys. Because when I first got this in. I tried my samples out.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kids got hurt at school, but I did not have time to
change the panties.
Change the panties.
Shut up.
I had to go pick up.
Shut up.
So in the process of me going to pick up, ladies, I have these on.
Shut up.
and they want me to sit down, and I have to sit down, and the thing is not on it, and I really can't touch myself because I'm in school. So the whole time I'm in the office, I'm like, is she ready?
Oh, what's my God.
It, when I mean it works, it works. I'm like.
You couldn't go to the bathroom?
Probably didn't think about it. The
kids' bathroom? I mean, I'm at school, so it's just like, I just want to hurry up and get out of here.
So
I mean,
how was you able to keep a conversation going with your coochie vibrating?
You learn how to adapt to your environment as a Leo. I had to.
I like it as a Leo.
I had to real quick. Put my mind off of what is going on down there and say, you know, I'm really in a hurry. I have food on. I really have to go.
I've been and pissed my pants.
I would have whooped my baby ass, bitch. I got these panties on. I had to come pick your ass up. You being bad.
So, I rerun, you know, I get there and oh my God, it was soaked. It was like, oh my God. So these are awesome. But never again. I haven't even.
Now, do people really have orgasm?
Yes.
Off of, I mean, you know, you do it for pleasure, but
do the whole panty vibrates, or is the little part by your clitoris?
It is the
clitoris.
Okay, so it's a G string panty, of course, and it is like in.
Can you take it out and let us see it?
She ain't trying to waste her product. You see her face? She's like, take it out. That means you gotta buy it. Like. You said, now I said I'm bringing my
okay,
shit.
So no. What could,
okay, so basically it's just like right here. Okay. You are crazy. It's right here. And
for real.
You can, it, just that part.
And you could, it's machine washable. You take the vibrator out?
No, yes. You're going to take it out and then you're going to wash those panties and then you're going to use
it
again.
It probably got a slit in there.
Yes, it's a slit.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
And then, so that's why I'm.
But they had some where the guy has a remote.
Yeah.
I had some of those before, and he could turn it on and turn it off while y'all together, and you got them on. Like, but that get on your nerves, though, sometimes.
Catch you off guard.
Yeah, like, stop turning, stop playing. Like, stop playing.
Call you on the phone, like, put them panties on.
Yeah, so I can already
have
a remote.
Yeah, I did read they have something like that. Yeah.
Wow. Yes, I sell all of those a lot, but then I get them, like you said, like, it's like, oh, my God. He's in control of it, but then it's like hide the remote or just don't use it or you know just wait. But these are awesome.
So where could people find your product?
My products is at pink_royalty5 on Instagram.
Okay.
And I'm also on Facebook under, of course, Pink Royalty. It's a group, but if you really want to find me, I'm Cheyenne MB, and then Pink Royalty is going to.
Right, connection.
Okay. And then also on Thursdays, I am at Tease Me Thursday as a vendor. It's a new lounge that's trying to get up and running. They have dancers, hookahs, burritos, tacos, bar, and then, of course, Pink Royalty selling toys. So check it out. It's on 89th and Western, $10 to get in.
Is that over? Is that Black Hollywood?
Yes, it is.
I frequent Black Hollywood. I didn't know that they had the strippers and sit there now.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to call Melrose.
Yeah.
Yes. On
why you didn't call me? They need a big stripper. I need some sign money. Shit.
On Thursday, I don't have. This was the old flyer that just came up on Thursday. It was T's birthday. Give it. And today is her actually birthday. So I want to give a shout out to T, CEO of Tease Me Thursday. Come check us out.
We hang out there
on
Friday night. Normally.
Yeah, on Friday
what night,
night.
You say you do yours?
God, that is cool. Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
Thursday night.
Okay, Thursday. So where's this?
This is my homie Mel spot. He has a lounge.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes,
yeah.
It's real cool. Yes. I went one night and it's private. You wouldn't even know it's
no
going
bullshit.
On.
And there's dancers in there. They dance.
Yes,
they have hookahs. They have. Food.
Yes.
It's topless.
It's an underground spot.
Yes, an underground spot, but it's nice. It's nice inside.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. Okay, girls, we're going to get into our topic. There was a story that came out last week, and I think Seymour might have posted it on the page, but this guy was online, and he decided to try some online dating and ended up getting taken for $80,000.
Oh, wow.
And what happened was the woman, he met her on Match.com, which is the number one leading dating site, by the way. They both clicked. she was out of Chicago. She looked good. They FaceTimed. They, you know, they talked or whatever. And so one day she told the guy that her father died and left her millions of dollars overseas, but she needed money for like taxes and shipping. Yes, it sounds like a scam.
Right.
But anyway, he started sending her money. $5,000 at a time, $10,000. I'm like, how much money does bitch need to get the money?
Right.
Right. So, did he ever see her?
Hell no.
I don't. They never met in person, but they did like Skype and they were online. Right. And because she lived in Chicago, I'm not. And he lived in Houston.
This bitch needs to teach classes.
Right.
You got $80,000 out of niggas. You ain't even.
He had been sending her money. Now, how are you going to be sending somebody money for 2 years? Right. You still have not seen
this person. I hate when people say stuff is a scam. You stupid, nigga. This ain't no scam. Like, right.
That's what the G, the G is for. Yeah. What? The G is for
gullible.
What?
Gullible. Oh, yeah, we forgot. Right, yeah. Right. Our G is for gullible, because I'm gullible. The fuck?
Well, they said.
We giving up all that money.
No, we ain't going
to. Over 2 years, he ended up shelling out $80,000. And they said in 2016, the FBI said that 1,000 Texans reported being victims of romance scams.
Yeah, because them old white men are sitting up in the house because their families don't love them and shit, and they just sitting there looking for
love. And
the
internet has changed the game pretty much.
Yeah.
Or some people are divorced.
And some people just want communication. Some people don't care about not seeing you because it's easier to hide behind a screen than it is to really, I mean, because think of dating. You know, I can talk on the phone and Mac you to death, but then if you want to see me, I mean, I gotta get my nails done.
Yeah, everything done. Yeah. I might not be what you expect. Yeah.
I've been telling you I've been going to the gym. I really haven't.
Yeah.
Right. I got this pink hair.
They said that out of these 1,000 guys from people from Texas, their loss added up to $16 million. Oh, and nationally, almost 15,000 victims forked over $230 million on some romance online.
I mean, but I'm like, what you said, you have to know. Like, right. Come on.
You ever scammed somebody?
No, I done tricked on some dick before, but it's a limit with me, though. Like, I'm not going to be tricking for any kind of treatment. You don't be good.
I've gotten scammed before. I sat in a hair chair and didn't ask them how much it cost. And when they were finished, they told me $350. And it was just for a press and curl.
Oh, because you was yo-yo.
Oh, exactly. And then I said, oh, well, I don't even have enough to tip you. He said, oh, tip is included.
He had already
included the tip.
Did you like your hair at least?
I didn't even like it. What's his name? He's in Beverly Hills. He used to date from 227.
Why does she date him?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Elgin Cleaver. Some shit like that.
Elgin.
Yeah. That nigga like a vampire, that long ass hair. Yes, girl, he do hair good, but come on.
That happened to me.
He probably... That's probably what he charges.
Exactly. So that was a scam to me.
He's Hollywood. He's in Beverly Hills.
Told you. $350 for a press and curl? Never again.
I used to have homegirls tax me on my hair. I was like, damn, $150 just to wash and blow dry and straighten my hair?
Yeah, they was hating on you, Po. Oh, no. Yo shit? No. They was hating.
When I had short hair, I just ended up going to like Supercuts or some shit.
Easier, right, yeah.
$25.
Well, I guess I'm going to just stay in the kitchen and keep getting my hair done in the kitchen.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
It's easier.
That's it.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I've never been scammed, but people have tried, but I'm not easily. I do research. I look numbers up. You know.
Right.
Wow. Right.
And they have so many of them. I mean, do you think online dating, would you ever online date?
No, I get, nah.
Would you ever try it?
No.
Niggas lie to me, my face too good. So I know somebody could get over me on the phone. Like, mm-mm.
No.
We have a call.
Hi, caller.
What's up?
What's up?
Precious!
We miss you. We miss you.
Hey, Precious.
Hey. How you doing?
I am wonderful.
You're holding it down. Thank you.
I'm holding it down. Yes, I am.
So appreciate. I hate I missed your party. I heard it was popping.
Oh my God! I hear that Texas twang. I heard it was popping.
Where you at right now, Precious?
I just got back to Dallas. My other family in Arkansas, so we just got back from Arkansas today.
Oh wow!
And I just got back to Dallas. I'll be back Wednesday, but.
Okay.
Okay.
I love the accent.
Wednesday.
My cousin's from Texas. Before we had all of these, you know, rappers with the twang in their mm-hmm. voice, I told my cousin to walk on my back. Could you walk on my back? She was like, I'm scared. I'm scared. I might hurt you, though. Yo, I'm scared. I said, you scared.
Yeah, well, they say Californians, like, they talk country.
I know,
they
but I, we that was my first time here.
In L.A.
Yeah, no, now we've always told me that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that we have an accent.
So, Precious, Kamara
California,
said...
California, y'all talk proper. You know, they talk pretty proper food. You know, like, you know, to the 40.
Precious, Kamara said you went to your high school reunion.
I did. I went to my... high school class reunion. Oh, it was so hot, y'all. Y'all know I was melting out there. You know I'm a fat girl.
How do your classmates look? Because I remember when I went to my 20th, I was like, these niggas my age?
Right.
Oh, my God.
I was insane. That's the only reason I went. I was like, Precious, you're killing right now.
I hate you right now. I hate her.
It might be different next year.
No, it is. No, that's why I'm glad I was fat the whole time. Because when I looked the same, I was like, ooh, these bitches blew up. Like, but I was always this size, so.
Baby, they was at certain heights. Like, they were still fine. I'm like, ooh, I got to get my confidence up. You know? I just got to holler at y'all. I know the show's short, so.
Aww, I love you, boo. Make sure you bring me some food back. Don't play.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
Right.
R.I.P.
Bye. Precious her mama comedy. Be spoiling her, waking up, telling me you want some pork chops for breakfast. I'm like, bitch, that need to be my mama. Pork chops for breakfast. I'm like, why? Yes, I do, mother.
Yeah, that's some good. That's some good that's eating,
man.
Yeah, pork chops. I know.
That's
eggs.
Yeah. That's something my mother would make. You look. She make. Chocolate. She baked Precious bread and shit. Like, aww. I had a single mama. I didn't have no mama that had my. You know, her parents are together, so she baked bananas, sent us with zucchini bread, little ribbons and shit. I'd be like, woo, the zucchini.
Zucchinis with the ribbon. You know how they bring it with the ribbon. She's stupid. She's
It's good. Like, bitch, you spoiled. It's some good
so
shit.
If anybody out there has had, you know, interesting experience online dating, call us up. But sometimes it works out well. Yo-Yo shared with us that actually MC Light met her fiance
online. I think Match.com.
Mm. Oh, she was on Match?
What is it? What's the
she
other
was
one?
On a dating site, Black People Meet.
No, not that one. It might be Match. And what's the other one?
I don't know. Wow.
Light was it Steve
my
Harvey
thing
King?
Is who was bold enough to approach MC Light?
I would have thought it was a lie. When I said MC Light up there, I'm like, MC Light.
Yeah, I'm sure she didn't have MC Light on there. She probably had a real name.
But really, it's been, it's a lot of people are trying it now. So much.
But you don't
more,
think they would have recognized? I just would have thought somebody had a fake page. Like, I don't know. I would have just thought it wasn't real. Why don't they have Celebrity Match? Like, why would you want to be hooked up with, like, I mean, I guess, how does that
not all of us that are in the business want to date other people that are in the business.
Right,
because
we know that grind to get that money is up and down. It's a yo-yo effect.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I met Canoe online, on Facebook, and that turned out good, so... It could turn out
good. Well, shit, let me try it, because I keep meeting these in the street, and I need to leave them
there. Okay, well, you try it first.
You try it.
You try it first, though.
If there's anybody out there listening now that has actually hooked up with somebody that they met online, because a lot of times, like Yo-Yo said, people don't actually meet. They, you know, they kind of just happy with the online situation.
And believe it or not, a lot of people are meeting. Facebook, Instagram, we don't consider that online because it's not Match.com. They don't really have a profile. Yeah. You're really just checking out their stuff. But, you know, that slide in the DM is really real.
Yeah.
You
can check I wonder how many people meet on Facebook.
I don't consider that online. I'm thinking online dating sites. Like, I've dated a dude that we had mutual friends and you know, he slid in, you know, was
slid
like.
Slid in your DM?
Yeah, and was like, well, I never met you. And I was like, well, I never met you because we know all the same people. And we went out a couple of times, but we didn't, you know, but if it wouldn't have been that situation, I would have been scared.
Right.
Like, you know,
well, Canoe actually knew two people I knew, so that's why I paid it more attention. But they said that only one third of people who have used online dating have never actually gone on a date with someone they met on those sites.
So they just go from the site to dating, or they just never talk at all?
Or they just go from the site?
Like, do they go to the site just from being together? Or they just, like, what do you mean? Like,
They just it doesn't go far enough after a few conversations.
Oh, okay.
You probably don't email them or whatever anymore. Or they're just not that interested. And they said that Match is the most popular site with over 23 million users.
What about Christian Mingle?
Christian Mingle. Do you know that there's over 7,500 different dating sites?
Wow. Like wow.
Match and they say eHarmony is responsible for 4%. That might marriages
be, that might be the one I'm talking about.
Because eHarmony match you up by what your hobbies and stuff, like what you like, I think. Yes. That's why you do the harmony, like the same interest or something.
Do you do a video too?
Hmm?
Do you do a video too?
See, that's what I don't want to put that shit up. I enjoy horseback riding. I'm lying. I enjoy smoking weed, fucking watching TV. Like, I don't want to put the shit up there. I really enjoy doing nothing, nigga. I be tired. Like what I'm gonna say? Like, I just can't.
Okay, this is interesting. 33% of women have sex on the first online dating encounter. Like, they have sex.
So they want to see
the guy they meet online.
I think that's just women out here trying to get it. They probably just
I think it is. I think it's that they've gotten to know each other so well online, so it's almost like you already know the person.
That's what I was saying. Or do you go from online to in a relationship, or do they just? That's what I was
some,
saying.
I guess, apparently some of them do, but that's a pretty high percentage. 33 women giving it up on a first date to a guy they met online.
But you know what? Working in radio, I kind of created relationships with a lot of people too, where I feel like I know them. I know their routine. I know they're on their way to work or something. Like that, you know, radio gives you a little bit kind of like that. Yeah. And through and social
that's how we are with our fans. I mean, they've been following us since what, 2008, and they know a lot of details of our lives and don't forget either.
Right.
They
yes.
bring up shit that I forget.
Yeah, they will do that.
Because I got some couple of videos on here. Yeah, and I didn't know.
Some of your fans brought up.
Where can people see
line?
Your videos at?
Yes. Oh my God. On Instagram, Pink Royalty.
Let me go look at some.
Do you teach people how to dance? Because I can't move this ass.
Yes. Put on that music. Give me a little cocktail and we can go. But it's so crazy that you guys mentioned a video is because I had did a party at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing by the water hose because I was washing my hands and my song had came on, but I did not know this particular young lady recorded me. Let me see. And she sent me the video, of course, DM. She DM'd me the video.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, Pink, you are awesome. And I'm like, girl, where you get this from? And I'm like, I'm washing my hands. I'm not even paying attention. Like, I'm not even trying to... Nothing.
Wait.
So where were you?
I was at the party at home, and I was just washing my hands. But I was getting it, washing my hands, and she. I'm like, I didn't feel her. I didn't hear her. I didn't nothing. So you know.
What's your Instagram?
Oh my goodness.
Pink_royalty5. And look how many hits it got. You know,
girl, I can't even dance like this in my mirror.
She danced like that washing her hands.
If I was dancing naked in my mirror like that, I'd be like, come here, sit your ass down.
So it's just like, yeah, social media is, it's awesome, though, you know. But I feel like everybody hides behind it now, though.
Yeah, you can't really know the real people. It's hard to know real people when they in your face. You gotta run people name and shit, like
right. You really do.
Yeah, look at the car registration now and stuff. Figure out what people doing. Like, it's crazy. Right.
So it's just you just gotta be. It's a good and a bad thing.
Yeah. Know.
Did you find me?
I found you. I didn't get to the twerking video yet.
Yes, you gotta get to those twerking.
I don't know. I know we got bleeps, but do you got the what's it called when you bleep out the butt? Do you got that app? Because that's what you're going to need. The little shady part.
You mean Instagram lets you get away? You don't do full nudity, though.
That ass was out. That ass was out.
Depending on who catch me. You know,
you're about to get some followers, believe us.
But Instagram, I think they got to report you, right? I don't think they look like that. I think somebody got to report you,
so
right?
Yeah, you have to get reported. Yeah.
You dance all the way naked.
Yeah, my breast used to be a 38H,
mm-hmm.
So I got a breast reduction, I want to say 5 years ago. I love my body.
You like your new breast?
H.
Yes, I was a 38H.
Wow.
Yeah, that's almost about
A, B, C, D, E, F,
G, H. I'm about an F. She had these. This is she at.
Yeah.
And I just, she had these.
Yes. And, you know, it was, the bra was.
That's why I got the, You got to put pads and shit.
Yes.
Wow.
So I went to a doctor off of Stocker and Crenshaw in the hood, and I'm like, look, what can I do? Like,
he gave you new titties? On Stocker and Crenshaw?
No, he. He did the paperwork.
Let me find out.
That's right here on the corner.
I like this. Where? Let me see him.
You guys are crazy. He did the paperwork to get so I can get approved. So my deductible was like $1,000, and then my insurance, and then.
And how long have you had your breast reduction?
5 years ago. Mm. 5 years.
They grow back.
Do he still work there?
She said, do your breasts grow back some?
They say, yeah, but I don't wear bras. My nipples are pierced and everything. You know, I'm pink just popping, you know.
Pink just popping.
I can imagine pink going without popping. Wearing a bra in public.
Running through the fields.
Pink popping.
Nigga, every day would be a sunny day around this motherfucker. Just.
So they be like, dun, 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 and I just be like, you know.
I contemplated breast reduction before, but. My titties don't give me no problem.
They don't?
They don't. Mm-mm.
Mine are hurting my shoulder, for real. Mm. Like, sometimes a nigga be like this, like, ooh.
Pink,
like.
Did you have problems, like back problems or something?
You know, it wasn't so much the back. It was those indents, you know.
Like, I got them. I know what she talking about. Like, I got them
too. Oh, yes. And that shit hurts. Was deeper.
It hurt.
You know, and I was, like, really carrying them, and I'm like, oh my God. So the doctor, he was in Beverly Hills that did it. He took off 5 pounds on each breast.
Wow.
Whoa.
Came out feeling like 10 pounds lighter.
Man. Came out really good. So have you ever been at the house playing with your dude and he just held him up from behind you and you just felt like I lost like 40 pounds? Like, yeah. I could run. Like, one time my dude did it, I was like, run with me real quick. And I was like, oh, my God. If I had these titties, I could run.
Yes.
Just like.
So I'd be running. I'd be skipping. I'd be, you know,
dancing.
Damn. So you had 10 pounds of breast taken off.
Yes. He went under.
I wonder how much my titties weigh.
Paul, you guys,
I think seven each, maybe. I don't know. You know. They have.
And it's
these
crazy.
Motherfuckers, I got 12. I'm rolling on 22s around. Nigga, it's hard being me in the summertime, bitch. I be,
I can imagine.
These boobs, yes. They like heaters.
Yeah.
Like,
they just carrying
but
out.
But men don't have a problem with them.
No.
I mean, but so what? They don't got a problem with little ones either. I have a problem with them. I can't wear certain shit.
Right.
Like, I can't just wear this dress. You know what I'm saying? Because my straps, because I got on two, like,
oh, you have to keep
it. Yeah.
Like, because they have to be like all the way down.
I wonder if insurance
all the way down.
Man, and I hate niggas that love big titties because, nigga, I'm not, look.
Walk around with your bra.
Yeah, right. No. 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 The fuck? Shit. And I'm not sending you no titty pictures. I ain't got them kind of titties. Like.
But no, really talk to your doctor because insurance cover it. You just have to pay a deductible, but really talk to your doctor.
Cause
I'm telling you, I'm so happy. Like, they be like, "Are you gonna put on a bra?" Depending on where I go, though, I will wear a bra. Like,
right.
I'm sorry, I don't have one on today.
What made you pierce your titties? Just being a freak.
Yes.
I want my nipples pierced, but they don't look stupid. Yes. Only the floor gonna see them. Like,
did it hurt? I can imagine that being. Are your nipples sensitive?
That's why I want them done.
But I, yes, and my,
you want your stuff?
Yeah, but I mean, you like, they just gonna look stupid. Like, so I don't.
Nah, I think you really gonna have a problem with dudes. They see your nipples pierced and they big.
Oh my God.
Yes. You just wait till you get your reduction. And that's what I did. They are so sexy. My Christina is also pierced.
You gonna have that tongue over there?
You, so
wait,
you went to the
clit.
See, I'm too shy to do that. I want, look,
you want your clit?
She got it's not my clit.
I know. I'm saying, come here. Says she
I want a lot of stuff. That don't mean I'm gonna do it because I'm too shy. But I'm just saying, if I was, that'd be. I feel you.
But I didn't get the click because you know that it wears and tears. But my Christina is pierced. So
what's the Christina?
It's on top. No, I took that one off. But y'all have a picture of the Christina.
It's on top.
Ooh, where you get caught? Are you eating
Wait,
cookies,
I'm trying to
bitch?
Find out what a Christina is.
What you do, take a picture of your coochie?
Yeah, so I'll show you the...
We don't want to see a coochie.
I know, but where's your Christina? What is that?
It's on top. It's not the coochie. It's your fupa.
I think she. I think what she's talking about is okay. This is what I think she's talking about.
Yes.
You know the okay. You, the V part. Yeah. I think she's talking about she got the little diamond right there above the clit, sitting on top of like a little
little star. Yeah.
Does it enhance your sexual?
Yes.
Oh my God!
So I'm very freaky. I'm very freaky.
I mean, if you got jewels on your pussy, I'm pretty sure you're just gonna have some shit. You got your pussy popping out here, just bitch bedazzled pussy. Just.
Look, you guys, you only live once, and look at the field I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
the bitch. Look like she happy. She happy, like so.
Right now, are you married?
We gotta call her.
It's complicated, caller.
How you doing, caller?
What's up? This is D-Cause Camara. How you doing?
Hi, boo. What's going on?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. I saw my baby girl Yo-Yo on here. I just had to say what's happening to my baby girl.
What's going on?
Dang.
Oh, my goodness.
You still living in Detroit?
No, I'm in California.
Are you back in Cali?
I'm back in Cali.
Oh, okay. Man, look, them green eyes and everything, man, when I was growing up, oh, my God, and baby Jesus.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much.
Man.
Still fine.
Still.
Well, oh, man.
Well,
let
me ask you this question while we're talking. Would you ever pierce any sexual organ on your body?
Mm. Oh, heck no.
Your nipples, maybe?
What if we wanted you to? What if your wife said, "Baby, get a nipple piercing"?
Then I don't think I'd the wrong one.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want my guy to have any piercing. Yeah. But D-Cause, let me ask you
this:
the
wrong one. She looking for a gay dude.
Okay. So D-Cause, let me ask you this: since the topic is online dating, have you ever met someone online or tried a dating site yourself?
Yeah, and it didn't work out because I just wanted to do it to him. That's all.
Oh, so you're just on there for sex. Now, are there dating sites that are just for people who just want to do it? Is Tinder?
Yeah.
No, it was that other one.
Plenty of Fish?
No, it was the one that sound nasty. Where you swipe it. It's the
1-800.
Something, I don't know, but yeah.
D-Cause, so how did that work out for you? Yeah. Were you able to get some?
No.
Oh.
No. The thing is, the place to go to if you just want to have like really hook up with somebody, like to get to know them, is in Facebook.
Right. I mean, exactly. Yeah, because you don't feel so guarded because you see their friends that they like, you could easily call somebody and be like, "Who is Derek, bitch?" Yeah, right. Like,
yep.
So what? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know him? Oh, he cool? Oh, okay. Oh, he got money. Yep. Oh, he got money. Okay.
Exactly.
He clean. How many kids he got?
Mm-hmm. So I get that.
Yeah, but the other spots, they're just all hookups. Okay. It's just all hookups.
Mm. You learn something every
in my
day.
Opinion.
Okay. I know plenty of fish.
Well, according to statistics, there are more men on the dating sites than there are women. So that's pretty good, being that the population is more women than men. All right, well, thanks, D-Cause,
thank
for calling
you.
In. Appreciate
all right.
it.
All right, you guys, take care. Love
you,
guys.
Too. Thank you. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. All right, before we go, we got to get to our advice letter.
Oh, shit.
Each week we have an advice letter that we get from people who need some advice. I don't know why they want our advice, but
can we give good advice, girl?
You want to take it or you want me to read it?
Go ahead. You can read it.
All right. Dear G-Spot, my wife has recently purchased a nice Mercedes-Benz for herself. I was completely caught off guard and had no idea she had a secret stash of cash. She has a pretty decent job, but how is she saving that much money? When I asked her about it, she refuses to answer any of my questions about her personal finances. It makes me wonder what else she could be hiding. I'll admit, I too have a separate account from our joint account, but I would tell her anything she wanted to know about my money. Doesn't she owe it to me to disclose her financial statements? I could never imagine hiding thousands of dollars from her. What do you think is going on? I need to know.
I think that, you know, women, we always, you know, we've been taught, we've been raised to, you know, to put your money up and never, you know, because women depend on men so much that
I think that we've been trained to keep a stash.
Yeah.
You know.
I was going to say, you got a boss bitch. If you'd have lost your job, y'all have still been living at the house. This is what I'm seeing. Right. Because if she was cheating on you, if it was a man giving her a whole bunch of money, she would have left you.
We don't stay around.
Yeah, we're not going to. I mean, not like that, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think that this is a man. I just think it's her putting her money up to the side for a rainy day. And she treated herself. She probably should tell you, though, like, oh, it's just money I put up. Like, but I don't think she's doing nothing though.
But then you never told her. For just out the blue, just to come up and buy. Maybe
when you save money, you don't know.
She's probably stunting on you. You probably need to step your game up.
Yeah, that too.
She probably like, this nigga can't buy nothing. You know what?
Fuck it. Yeah.
I love you. Show him how. Why you ain't buy me a car? He ain't gonna buy me a car. Right. You know, with his girlfriend. He ain't buy me.
What do you think, Pink?
I just think, you know, what the lady's saying, you know. You learn how to save the money. Not only that, he needs to step his game up. Not only that, it's 2017.
Yeah.
Right.
Women are at the point now, some women are like, I'm going to do for myself, so I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. But he never told her he got an account either.
Yeah.
So they both kind of in the wrong.
Yeah,
the same way.
Yeah.
Right. He's saving too.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been one to just, like, with what Yo-Yo said, is that we should always have our, you know,
little
stash.
Yes.
I say that especially to these women that are married to these rich guys. You guys need to be stacking your cheese, because that's a risky relationship.
Oh yeah, Paul, I learned that from my sister. Shit.
Right. So, but
as men leave,
I think if she's gonna have the stash, keep it a stash. Buying the Mercedes, because then you look like you
hiding something.
Yeah. But maybe that's what she really wanted.
Oh, but what I was gonna say to that point was, maybe, you know, sometimes you save so much money and you don't know how much you're saving because you're just putting it up. Like, maybe she seen it and was like, oh shit, I could buy me a Mercedes.
I always know I'm not saving enough.
Like, you know, like, she probably was like, I can't believe I saved this much money. Women do that. Like, I'm gonna treat myself for doing this. Right. Like, you know
then
what I mean?
Then he
like,
must be paying all the bills if she's able to
save like that.
But they didn't, I mean, he's saying bought a Mercedes. She could have leased it. Was buying a Mercedes. Like, she didn't buy a cat. Like, yeah.
How about somebody might have bought her that.
Yeah, somebody.
That's what he's wondering. I'm sure
she might have a boo thing. She might not have saved that much. She might have a boo thing,
and then she might be doing twerking classes on the side to get a little extra money.
You're not gonna be bold enough to come up with no Mercedes if y'all that deep, you gonna leave.
If a man bring a Mercedes to you and he say, baby, I got your Mercedes, you taking that damn Mercedes home. You're like, baby, I've been saving my money, and that's how I got it. Shit,
you should have probably thought about it like that. I'd have been scared. I'd have been looking at the Mercedes like, what do I do?
And what do you do? Take it back? You say, I don't want it? You say, I can't take it?
No, I'd have been just staring at it like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I can't take this Mercedes home to my husband.
Because my nigga would have known I didn't save this money.
Okay, so what if the shoe was on the other foot and your man?
I'd have busted that motherfucker up.
Your man comes home with a new car and you know. That ain't in y'all joint account to do that.
Well, he the seller.
Right.
Yeah. He
getting, I mean, it's a catch 22. Yeah. Yeah, we already know.
We already know. Dating an older woman or you got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that hurts. She better not have no boyfriend.
Because young women not buying cars.
At all.
Mm-mm. We should. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. Not even for ourselves.
So it's just like, no way.
If you have an issue or you want some of our advice, you can email us at contact@morrismediastudios.com. And I want to thank Yo-Yo for coming by. Pink Royalty and Kamira. Good show today, ladies.
Popping. We got celebrities on our podcast.
So give out everybody, y'all can follow me if you want at OG Poetess or at Morris Media Studios and Yo-Yo.
I am at Yo-Yo Fearless on social media.
And what are you doing? What's up next for you?
Well, I am... I still have the School of Hip Hop, so we're getting ready to start the Black College Expo tour. I'm on Cafe Mocha Radio. We're a syndicated radio show. We're in 13 markets, and I'm working with a group of, it's like a dance group out of Las Vegas, and we're going to do 8 shows. I'm also doing a play in Ohio. Oh. Yeah, so I'm moving around. I'm still performing weekends, doing my yo-yo, throwing it out the window and looking back at it.
Okay.
So a little bit of this and that.
Yeah. Yes. I know.
And Pink?
me, you guys. I am Thursday.
I'm already following you, so follow me.
Yes, yes, yes. But follow me on social media, like I said, pink_royalty5. Check me out. I am on Thursdays, Black Hollywood.
Black Hollywood. We're going to be there this Thursday. We're going to come.
Thank you. Thank you. Tease me Thursday.
Give me some dollars.
And I'm just trying to promote, just trying to eat, you know, just taking care of these 6 kids and just trying to do what I want as far as I enjoy also. And that's selling sex, making people happy.
And she says 6 kids. She's adopted kids. She takes care of kids on the block. So
yes.
Kudos to you.
Thank you so much. Love it. Thank
she
you.
Not only likes sex, she likes the results from sex. This is a good person, right? Yeah.
Okay. She likes kids. Yes, yes. And check me out on Fridays at Gino, Big Gino with the music showcase on Friday.
Yeah, okay. Here on Morris Media Live.
Okay. So check me out and thank you so much.
Thank you for coming and being a guest.
Thank you for my toys. And
you know where you can find me at. Kamara White is on everything, and Kamara White on Facebook. What shows do I have coming up? Why do I always do this to myself? Knowing I don't know, I do that every time. Let me see what I have coming up. No, but I'll hit me on Facebook and follow me and Precious on the. Well, she'll be back Monday to do the show. So keep it locked, y'all. Thank you, Yo-Yo, for coming.
Thank you so much.
So beautiful. Yes, she's such always. A sweet person.
Yes. That Leo.
Thank you for teaching me how to play with myself today. And
no problem.
We out.
We'll catch you guys back next week. Next Monday. Queen B.